Welcome to the second part of Unit 1. This presentation will address ways to meet the challenges of customer service for healthcare IT. One of the challenges is measurement. With so many customers, how can we measure the service of health IT professionals? There are several ways to do this that are currently used in many healthcare settings. These methods include service level agreements, project management processes, good contract management, and customer satisfaction surveys. We will explore each of these on the following slides. Service level agreements are agreements between two parties, a customer and a service provider. The service provider may make specifications in a contract as to what the customer is purchasing. For instance, you have probably seen advertising that says, "Get your car serviced within 1 week or the cost is on us." In this case, the terms of the agreement for the service that is being provided indicate that 1 week is standard. 1 week plus 1 hour means the expected level of service was not met. In a healthcare setting, this type of service agreement is used primarily in heavy end-user interaction settings, like help desk services. The level of service guaranteed to users of the help desk may be that all calls will be answered by the fourth ring, one level of customer satisfaction, that all calls will be triaged on the phone, and that one-third of all issues will be resolved over the first phone call, the second level of service. Calls that need to be farmed out to the desktop support team or the network services team may be guaranteed to be addressed within 24 hours, the third level of service. The turnaround time of each level of service must be closely monitored because the help desk provider is under pressure to adhere to the agreed-upon service level or face potential consequences. Each level of service may have multiple tiers of measures, but each will be agreed to by both parties, the customer and the service provider. Service level agreements are sometimes referred to as SLAs and can be a key tool in helping to manage and even elevate customer satisfaction levels. The next way we may measure the customer service of healthcare IT professionals is through capable project managers. Two of the key processes in project management are analyzing stakeholder needs and quality management. The first process, analyzing your stakeholders' needs, is done up front before the first pin ever meets a contract. In project management terms, a stakeholder is anyone who has a stake in a project's success or failure. To healthcare IT project managers, these people might also be referred to as customers. Remember our list of potential customers of healthcare IT? Anyone on this list, including physicians, nurses, administrators, etc., could make or break a project's success. It's important, then, to understand what their needs are, and then to articulate their expectations back to them. If the customer agrees, those expectations are typically documented in the project charter, which is constantly revisited during a project. The second component of project management that is crucial to measuring the level of service provided to a healthcare IT customer is that of quality management. Quality management assumes that quality will be built into every single stage or phase of a project. Measures may be taken to ensure that quality is being guaranteed. For example, in the testing process to guarantee the EHR works as promised, in the inspection process of hardware shipped before it is taken out to a unit and deployed, and finally in the auditing process. Meetings with stakeholders can be invaluable in rating the perceived level of quality of a project. Any stakeholder who believes that quality is suffering should be taken seriously. The concerns should be documented and managed as a risk to the project's success until the customer or stakeholder is satisfied. Now let's talk about contract management, which is itself a project management process. Good contract managers remember that no matter how well a project is implemented, once it's over or the system is live, the contract lives on. After the last consultant or vendor is gone, the contract must still be managed very carefully. This may mean that someone in an organization, say an office manager in a physician practice, should constantly be weighing the level of service provided to what is in the contract. It's easy in the day-to-day lives of physicians and nurses to lose track of what was promised before going live with the system. Therefore, it's all the more important to have one key individual responsible for ensuring that a service provider is making its customer happy. Some of the terms of the contract that might be monitored after the system is implemented include turnaround times for the resolution of system problems, education and training on new product releases, and annual payments. Finally, we come to customer satisfaction surveys. These should be an integral part of any healthcare organization's strategy to maintain loyalty among customers and continually improve the satisfaction level of those customers. Hospitals want to leave all patients with a pleasant memory of the services provided to them. This process should be managed from the time the patient calls the office to make the first appointment, all the way to the time when the patient leaves the office and well beyond. One company in healthcare that measures patient satisfaction is Press Ganey, and it works with about 40% of all hospitals in the U.S. In healthcare, however, it is important to note that a patient is not the same kind of consumer as, say, a retail customer. Patients are often having life-changing experiences in a hospital. While the perception of a patient may be that his or her needs are to be addressed and met as they are in the retail industry, unfortunately, this is not always possible. For example, a patient may expect to be discharged within 48 hours of an operation. If a physician suspects an infection, he or she may decide to treat the infection and keep the patient in the hospital one more day. The physician is looking after the patient's best interests, but the patient may feel like his needs were not met because what was promised was not delivered. Striking a balance of excellence in services provided and the patient's perception of these services is a delicate matter, to say the least. The provision of quality care and patient satisfaction sometimes seem at odds with each other, but the data from customer satisfaction surveys should always be considered. Now we come to the question, what factors are important in the success of a customer service-driven electronic health record implementation? These slides will not be the typical laundry list of what constitutes a successful EHR implementation. They should serve instead as a guide to what anyone working on an EHR implementation should have in the forefront of his or her mind when working with the end users. When managing your customers, it's important to shoot straight with them and bring them back to the reason the EHR is being implemented. To your customer, it's all about them and their needs, so remind them of the reasons for implementing the EHR to reap the benefits of what has been called the meaningful use of EHRs. For physicians, this may mean reiterating that this project is being undertaken not to make their lives more complicated, but to ensure that the quality care that they deliver is being rewarded by monetary incentives. This is not to say that all physicians are motivated by profit, but it can ease the burden that they may feel when going through a transition from their familiar paper-based processes to new and unfamiliar electronic-based processes. Nurses, too, may feel a burden in that initially they'll be taking more time to document a patient's visit. However, when that patient returns for a follow-up visit 6 weeks or 6 months later, that supporting documentation will already be in the record and available. For nurses who do the bulk of documentation on a patient, the reward comes later in the implementation process. As your customers, you'll want to remind nurses that their satisfaction may be somewhat delayed, but will happen eventually. Administrators, too, must be constantly reminded that their investment in the new technology is worth it. From their standpoint, their satisfaction seems delayed somewhat. They will want to know exactly when they should expect to see a return on their investment. When can they get the reports promised by the system? When can they start doing a comparative analysis of physicians using the new system? When can they use the information in the system to generate more targeted advertising campaigns? Moreover, be sure to let patients know that their satisfaction can be enhanced by knowing that the safest possible care is being given to them. It may be advisable to advertise to patients 6 months after the system goes live that a new electronic system is in place to make sure that the care given to them meets the highest quality standards. Another factor that will determine if the implementation of the EHR was a success is whether all customers or stakeholders are pleased with the outcome. Again, it is important to remember that the satisfaction for different groups will come at different times. Eventually, however, every customer base, meaning the physicians, the nurses, ancillary staff, and the administration, should reap some sort of reward. Many implementations have had success by staggering the customers or end users who go live with the system. In other words, have the nurses go live first with supporting documentation. Once they are comfortable with the system and the major problems have been worked out, consider bringing a group of physicians live on the new system. Once they are comfortable, bring the next group live, and so on. It's important to remember that much of customer service is about the perceived quality of the service being provided. During an implementation or go-live event, the stress level tends to go up and perceptions can be slightly skewed. For this reason, you'll want to carefully guide users through a go-live and also celebrate any successes, large or small. Keeping the atmosphere positive and calm will go a long way toward influencing the perception of the service being provided and the view of the system itself. Finally, it goes without saying that everyone who will be affected by the new EHR is a customer. Every single person who touches this system will be affected. Be sure to communicate with them early and often. One of the best things a project manager can do is have a communication liaison who both educates stakeholders and communicates the project status throughout its entire life cycle. Sometimes customer service is all about bringing people into the loop as often and as early as possible. This helps them become more likely to be comfortable with the level of change in their normal routines. It's not a guarantee, but it may help.